It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Somebody, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, made possible by our friends at Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market?
Well, we're switching gears from the porcupines yesterday.
Ah, yes.
Because 36 years ago today...
What happened?
...is when the show Cops premiered.
Bad Boys, yes. Bad Boys. What you gonna do?
Did you watch that?
Yes.
Yeah, so did I. I wasn't allowed to when I was young, when I was a kid, but...
But then...
But then I was. But then I was.
Scare you straight.
Exactly.
You don't want to be one of these guys appearing on Cops,
that's
do
right.
you? Is that what you want for your future?
No, you sure don't. You sure don't. So Cops is now in its 36th season. The show's formula follows the Cinema Verite convention.
Oh, is that right? Oh, sure. Cinema Verite. Sure. It's highfalutin.
So it doesn't consist of any narration, scripted dialogue, incidental music, or added sound effects, depending entirely on the commentary of the officers and on the actions of the people with whom they come into contact, giving the audience a fly-on-the-wall point of view.
Are there any other shows like that?
I don't think so. Not really.
I don't think so either.
Not that I can really think of.
If you can think of it, text us at 222-4000. I'd be
curious.
Is
one of the longest-running television shows in the United States. And in May of 2011, it became the longest-running show on Fox, but has since been passed by The Simpsons.
Simpsons, sure.
But it also became the longest-running live-action series on Fox.
Okay.
So Cops was created by John Langley and Malcolm Barber. In 1983, they were working on a documentary called Cocaine Blues. And as part of his research, Langley went on a drug raid with drug enforcement officers and was inspired to create a show focusing on real-life law enforcement. They tried unsuccessfully for several years to get a network to carry the program, but they were repeatedly told that no show without a narrator, music, or plot could succeed. But then the 1988 Writers Guild of America strike happened, and suddenly an unscripted show that didn't need writers sounded pretty good.
Yeah. That we can make that.
So the young Fox Television Network picked up the low-cost Cops, which had no union writers.
Oh my gosh. What did they make it, like $10?
Yeah.
My goodness.
So the original concept of the show was to follow officers home and tape their home lives along with their work. But after a while, the idea of following officers home was deemed too artificial by Langley, and it was abandoned. Afterwards, the format of three self-contained, unscripted segments without narration or music became the show's formula.
Yeah. I mean, you knew what you were getting when you tuned in.
You did.
You knew exactly sure what it
did.
Was going to be.
Yeah.
Straight to the action.
The first season aired in 1989 and consisted of 15 episodes featuring the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Since then, it's often been one of the highest-rated reality TV programs, in part due to its low production cost.
Sure.
Because it was estimated at $200,000 per episode in the early 90s.
My gosh.
So, not bad.
No, it's next to nothing.
And thus, its capacity to show new material each week, too.
Right.
A lot of material to work with. The show's theme song is Bad Boys, of course.
Yes.
And that's performed by a reggae group called Inner Circle. The group put the track on a 1987 album, which was heard by a Cops crew member who then played it for Langley. The rights were sold for just $2,500.
No, that's it?
That's it.
This show cost nothing to make.
Yeah. The show, or the song, gained high popularity in the U.S. after its release in 1993, peaking at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 on the Top 40 mainstream.
Jeez.
Yeah. So the suspects on Cops need to give their permission to appear on the show.
Do they really?
Contrary to popular belief, being arrested doesn't absolve anyone of his or her right to not be filmed for a national television show.
Huh.
So producers on Cops have to get releases signed by arrestees and suspects. If they're already handcuffed, the crew can follow them to jail and get them to sign it there. Langley has said that proper timing is key when it comes to getting their permission, obviously.
I bet.
Not like in the middle of while they're fighting, you know,
sure,
or whatever.
Sure.
And he estimated that 95%
oh.
of everyone filmed signs a waiver to appear.
So does that way, if they want to become an actor, because I think to get a Screen Actors Guild, the card, the SAG card,
yeah,
think you have to appear in three things. You have to be three paid acting gigs,
okay.
I think.
Well, they're not
paid. Well, they're not paid, so that wouldn't count.
That doesn't
okay.
count. They're just right. allowing... So they, I guess the reason Langley attributed it to just they just want to be on television, even if it's in not such a great light.
You know what? You're going to jail that night, but
your mugshot's going to be out there anyway.
You
right?
have yeah, you have this forever to say I was on TV. Did you
could
see
show
me
your friends and family?
Cops.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely. So Cops was canceled by Fox in 2013, but was picked up by Spike, where the show returned with its 32nd season while continuing its national run on syndicated and cable TV. Thus becoming one of the longest-running reality series in television history. The show has broken records for primetime network television with over 1,200 episodes aired.
My golly.
Yeah.
My golly. It's funny. I mean, you see pictures, and we're showing pictures on the Facebook feed right now, yeah. and it's just the cameras these guys carry with them are massive.
Yeah, and they're running around. Yeah.
And these days, it wouldn't be nearly that big.
No.
I mean, the camera would be much smaller.
Use your phone, right?
Easier to do. Yeah. Body cam footage probably,
sure,
too.
Not?
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Cops, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play I Fought the Law by the Bobby Fuller Four.
There you go, and the law wins. Don't mean to give it away. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Bobby Fuller 4, and I Fought the Law. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the TV show Cops.
Cops.
Which premiered 36 years ago today.
We did. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weekly Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Cops is one of the longest running reality shows in TV history.
The writer's strike helped get it on the air.
And suspects need to give permission to appear on the show. Which they mostly do.
And bragging rights.
Bragging rights,
everybody.
Sure.
I mean, just imagine. So the show, when did the show start?
1989.
So if you were in that show in 1990,
yeah.
2000, 2010, 2020, that's 35 years ago.
Totally.
So you were 20 when you appeared on that show, plus 35. You'd be 55 years old right now. And you'd be showing your grandkids. Look, Grandpa was on national TV. Well, would you keep it from them?
I don't know. I guess it would kind of be
say, Grandpa was stupid back in the day.
That would make a great icebreaker. Like, you know how you have to sometimes do those stupid, like, tell me three interesting things about you?
Yeah, or two truths and one lie.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be a really good one.
You know, I'm going to start doing
that. I was once on
If we do that, I'm going to throw that in there.
Well, you know what's funny? They've worked with police departments all over the country.
Yeah.
I was looking on the Wikipedia page. There's a list of all the different, in different states, all the different departments they've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with the Buffalo Police Department and the Erie County Sheriff's Department.
Shout out to Buffalo and Erie.
And then the New York City Police Department, and I think some other one in New York City.
But not us.
But they should.
I think they should come back.
We got some cars being stolen
and driven like nutso.
Yes.
Come check it out.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Cops, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Plus, we stream this live on Facebook with video, Facebook Live. You can check that out. There's also pictures to go along with it. And we archive all this footage over to YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe. It's all made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Coming back tomorrow?
Absolutely.
The sun will not return tomorrow, but you will.
That's right.
Even better. Is it not going to be sunny tomorrow?
I know it's going to be colder, but... I don't know.
Okay. Well, either way, you're coming back.
Yes, I'll be here.
Rain or shine.
Yep.
Like the mail. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic, weather, next on Legends.